What's up, y'all? It is I'm Mike of iWatchMike.com. Sorry, I was trying to do four things at once, people. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. Me and Miss Anna B from Australia give you the rundown, our feels of the newest and latest episode of Arrow. We're going to be talking about a doppelganger. Yep, the episode aired on March 8th this week. This was this week's episode, and we're all caught up. Well, at least me. I'm all caught up. Anna B has been caught up. She's the responsible one of the group. And speaking of her, here she is right now. She can give her thoughts. And then, of course, I got mine right here because I actually took notes on this episode, people. So here we go, Miss Anna B.
Hi, everyone. We're back again for Arrow this week called Doppelganger.
Yes.
This episode had a couple of twists in it.
It was good. It was good.
Which we didn't expect. I didn't mind it. And it was probably a heavy Thea episode.
Yeah.
And, of course, as it is entitled, Doppelganger. Black Siren is posing as Laurel Lance.
Yeah!
And says to the press she's been kidnapped for 2 years and her death was fate. And now she's back. So she's going to manipulate, I'd say, everybody into believing that she is Laurel. We also see the return of an old familiar face, Roy Harper. So it's nice to see him back. We've got Black Siren. She wants protection from Oliver, by Oliver from Dina, in exchange for her helping them locate the $70 million, which has disappeared, which she had taken. So obviously Diaz has gone and taken that back from her. We've got Oliver's lawyer, who's found a way to get him off as the Green Arrow for all those murders, and but it gets thrown out of court because they learn that there's another witness, and it's none other than Roy Harper. And this is where we learn that Diaz has half the cops of Star City on his payroll, including the DA.
He don't play. That boy don't play.
So to help him work this out, he goes to Dinah's to tell her to work together with Lance and put her revenge on the side with Laurel until they can find out who Diaz has on the payroll. He, in the meantime, Diaz, has captured Roy and is torturing him for information. So once Thea finds out, she suits up after all this time as Speedy, and with the help of Green Arrow and Dig, they go in to rescue him. I know, Mike, you're not very fond of Thea, but I thought it was nice to see her back again in action after all this time. We've got Black Siren being taken to Diaz. She gets kidnapped and she's going to go back and work with him. But she's going to play on Oliver. She's going to double cross him. She'll go to him and give him information of Roy's whereabouts. And this will enable the team to go and rescue him. And Green Arrow actually comes up against Diaz in a fight. But this is all a plan that Diaz wanted. He wants Roy rescued. And so Black Siren, Laurel, she's playing against Oliver. And Oliver doesn't trust her. And for good reason. So she's playing one another for her own advantages, so we'll see how that goes. So at the end of the day, we've got Roy rescued, battered up a bit. So will we see Thea leave with him when he goes back into hiding? So she can have the happiness she deserves. I know, Mike, you would like her to leave the show again.
No!
But there is another twist that ended. We have the League of Assassins,
yes,
who's actually looking for the heir. And they found her. And it's Thea.
Yeah.
Because Malcolm took over and he's now dead. So it's Thea. So what's going to happen there? That's going to cause an interesting storyline as well.
Yeah.
So there we have it for another week. I enjoyed it. So I don't know about you, Mike, but it was good.
I totally agree with you, Amazana B. Yes, this episode is probably my favorite so far. It doesn't return until March 29th, so we got some a break there. But let me just correct you, Amazana B. I am a fan of Thea. Now, in the beginning, when Thea was just a spoiled little rich girl, no, I was not a fan of her because I was like, what's the point of her? She's not doing anything. But then when she started becoming badass and then training with Malcolm, that was – it took it to another level. So I am a big fan of Thea. It's Laurel who I'm not a fan of from the beginning. And then even when she became Black Canary, I was like – I don't like her, Black Canary, because, of course, there was only one Black Canary. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Laurel. And so this – but now I like I like evil Laurel. And in fact, I'm going to look at my notes here. This is what I said here. I put Miss Anna B. Here we go. I put – I love this evil Laurel Lance sneaky to the jump in front of the press. So Dana can't kill her. That was pretty funny and hilarious and smart also, because she just straight up told everybody that she's Laurel Lance and that she's been missing for two years, which I can't believe people are actually believing it. But hey, they are. So she's smart, and that's why I like her. Roy's back, which I'm a huge fan of Roy. I'm glad we got him back. I hope he stays around for a little bit, but it's obvious that he's probably going to take off. And will I be upset? Will Thea go? I don't think she's going to go because I don't think the League of Assassins are going to allow it. I think Nisa, which, ooh, she's back. They're going to be like, oh, you got a job to do. Your dad was the head of League of Assassins, and now you are. So it's going to suck because I have a feeling Roy's going to go. But, yeah, Thea, she's going to be even more badass now. I'm kind of surprised that Diggs is kind of being all butt feelings hurt about not being able to put the hood back on. I would have figured he would have understood, just like Felicity told him, that, you know, hey, there's a lot of crap going on and you will get the torch again. But I'm surprised he's kind of pouting about it. I didn't think he would be, because I figured he'd understand. Let's see here. Thea, that part where she asked where her suit is, was pretty badass. Yeah, she's just a total badass. Let's see what else. I thought it was hilarious and cool when Green Arrow shoots an arrow at Speedy and pulls her out of the building. Out of the room, actually, to prevent herself from getting killed by the SWAT team. So I thought that was hilarious and funny and cool. Is that the same thing? I know. Let's see what else. I definitely loved the part where Oliver owns Dana, or Dinah, however you want to call her name, where she's going to go with him. And he's like, nope, not you. I don't trust you. You don't trust me. She was like, oh. She didn't seem a little hurt. I think she does feel bad that she's not part of the team. Yeah, Oliver put her in her place. I don't care about her or Renee or Curtis anymore. I'm just like over him. Let's see what else. Speedy attacks the bad dudes. That was awesome. A great fight scene. And Speedy fights Diaz. That was pretty dope. And like I said, we see Diaz actually fight in this episode, training and at the end of this. So I don't know who's taught him. I don't know, but he's got some deep pockets. He's connected and he's got some skills. So I think he's going to be a dope bad guy for the team. And let's see, Arrow helps Speedy, Oliver and Diaz exchange words, and of course Arrow's like, pew, I'm out of there once the cops arrive. Let's see what else. And then you're right, we did see Laurel, evil Laurel Lance is working with Diaz. Is she though, really? I don't know. I don't think she wants to be a part of it. I think she wants a normal life, and I think I think it's a front. I'm with Detective Lance. I think there's still something there, there can be something there, considering she's not the actual, but she's from another, you know what I'm talking about. Let's see here. I love the League of Assassins. I'm excited. I'm glad to see Nisa and the whole crew back. So it's going to be definitely interesting. So now it's going to be League of Assassins and, of course, Diaz. It's going to be a lot of crap going on. So like I said, the new episode of Arrow returns March 29th. So we got a break there. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens when it comes back. If you want to hear more of recap shows, reactions, reviews, whatever you want to call them, you can always go to the blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you can see a little tab there that says podcast. You can click on that or search Talking Arrow on iTunes or audioboom.com. You can hear me and Anna B, or just me. One of these days we'll be together once again, but it's just our schedules. It's crazy. And she's in Australia and I'm here in Texas. So it is kind of hard. So that's it, people. Traveler15 is Anna B on Twitter. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. I Watch Mike on Facebook. And, of course, Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. But the blog, iwatchmike.com. You can go there and find everything there. Thanks for listening. Shares, likes, all that good stuff. Feel free to leave comments on what y'all think of the episodes. And we'll come back March 29th of more Arrow. Talking Arrow. Peace out.